Any questions you have on anything? Chart work, healing work, anything on the healings? We're going to be talking about the spirit guide healing, which must be here. But I'm, you know me, I can answer questions like all day long. Bring the wisdom. Here it is.
Are we doing the cancer healing right now?
No, we're going to do the surgical guide healing.
Oh, I thought it was cancer. Okay.
Me too. I did the cancer healing on a dog the other day.
Nice.
I kind of just made it up, but I did a little bit from the sheet. Yeah. I got the gist of it.
It's the same in every system. It'll be the same in every system. You've got to bring the cancer. You've got to encapsulate the cancer and raise its vibration so that it has like at least a blue or above type of vibration, so that the body will recognize it as a foreign agent. Okay. Cancer has a cloaking device, like all parasites do. Parasites all, will appear you do the past life healing work. It's like, how did I have that thing crawling around in me all these years? You know, it's like, it's because it creates an invisible thing. It makes itself appear to be part of the body. And what a cancer actually does energetically is it acts as if it's like an organ or a baby or something that needs red blood cells to grow. And it says, I'm part of you and I'm ready to grow. And I need red blood cells. I need to be loved. I need you to send me red blood cells. And so that's why cancers grow so fast, because they are literally asking for the building blocks for your body. And so what you have to do with a cancer is you have to encapsulate it with a higher blue, like whatever we have here, like that color blue, so that the body starts seeing it as a foreign energy and then starts sending white blood cells. Cause if you send white blood cells, it starts, you know, your body's totally capable of killing cancer, but it can't kill something it can't see. And if it doesn't see it as a foreign agent, it won't try to kill it. And so that's basically what the healing is. And the other pieces of the healing are oftentimes when you're dealing with cancer patients, you're often dealing with people that are also doing chemo or radiation. And so when they're doing, when it's radiation, that burns, radiation is literally burning through the entire, just picture that they're, you know, those little points you see on their bodies, you know, where they've got the radiation points where they're aiming that thing. Well, that thing is like a cone of laser light, right? And it lasers right through the energy field, rips right through the energy field, right through the body, right into the tissue and kills. And so above wherever they've had the radiation is like a cone that's been ripped through the field, okay? Which, crazy enough, is actually what the cancer does. It opens the field up. It already rips the field. So you not only have a cancer that's ripped the field, but then you've got, it's like radiation, it's ripping it even more. So you need to rebuild over the radiation point, over the cancer point, either rebuild the chakra or rebuild the field. You know, you do the seven level healing over that. So that's another piece of cancer healing where if they're doing radiation. If they're doing chemo, what you want to do is you want to rake the like literally just like with your fingers, you'll feel it. It's like a chemotherapy in the body it tastes it's like this terrible thing that you did like in the field, and you literally kind of hook it. It's kind of like this heavy goop, and you want to take it. So if they've got, hang on. Why is that doing that? Sign in. Okay. You're going to want to, take like, if, let's say they have breast cancer. And when they do chemo, they got chemo in their brain. They got chemo in their arms. They got chemo in their belly. They got chemo in their legs. They got chemo in their hair, right? It's everywhere. It's like, it's all invasive. And they got chemo that's attacking the cancer, which is good. The chemo, you know, they figured out that kills the cancer, but it also kills all the other cells in the body. And so to keep them from having the massive, you know, over time with chemo, the losing the hair, the exhaustion, the beating, getting beaten down, it helps enormously if every time you do the healing on them, you rake the chemo out of the body parts that don't need it. Okay. And then of course, you're always going to do a chakra balance, always. Like they should have chakra balances weekly, you know, or more. So they're constantly, because the cancer is going to drain the system. It's going to unbalance the system. It's going to draw a lot of attention. And so the chakras aren't going to stay in balance. They're not going to keep that flow of energy moving through the body. So the chakra balance is the basic healing that you use for it. But then you're also, as you're doing the chakra balance, you get up to the cancer site, you're going to hold a higher vibration around it, and you're going to encapsulate it. And we do a number of healings where we encapsulate the adrenals to separate them, just encapsulating that with the energy, like you're putting a little shield around it. But this one, you're putting like a bright blue or purple high vibrational, you know, screen around it so that it can be recognized by the body. There are a number of other ways you can deal with these cancers as well. You can also notice, you know, as you're doing that, as you're raising its vibration, you'll notice that cancers have like a husk around them. That's the cloaking device, and you can actually energetically start lifting that up out of the field. You can actually take the entire cancer and lift it up out of the field. Okay. And you'll notice that, you know, you may be able to get it up to first chakra, second chakra, and then by the third chakra, it won't go any further. And you just have to leave it there. Next time you come back, you see if you can get it beyond out of the field. Ideally, if you can get the cancer all the way out of the field, you're actually taking out its reason for being there. Okay. Which is what you're doing. And then when it has no reason to be there anymore, it has a very difficult time holding on to the pattern, which is what I call the husk of it. So like that husk is kind of like, I'm here for this reason. And cancer is almost always, some sort of self, rejection, self-betrayal, anger at the self. And as the person is doing more healing work, and they're having more better experiences, and they're talking with you, a person that's just who lives in unconditional love, they're going to start having a very different experience of themselves, and that's that whole pattern together, is very, very transforming for the healing patient. So that was the healing thing. We weren't supposed to do that, but thank you. But you're gonna go over that. You're gonna be doing some of that, and you really. The thing about the cancer healing is you don't really want to do it on somebody who doesn't have cancer.
Right.
So it's more just knowing about it, understanding it, you know, making sure that you know how to move energy, you know how to hold your energy field. And you need to see illnesses not as some sort of threat, but as a pathway back to awakening. So cancer is some cancers are here to take you home, and they're going to take you home. There's no healing that can heal a cancer that's here to take you home, right? You just got to, as a healer, you have to get that. And you don't know which one it is when you're working on it. But what you can do is you can, you know, you can take the healing work you do on this person, even if the cancers that are take them home, is preparing them to pass over. Other cancers, most cancers are here to wake you up. It's like to really, if you haven't been paying attention in your life, nothing like cancer to wake you up. And you know, especially with the whole, you know, the whole understanding of it and the fear of it and the whole just sort of the media attention on cancer. Oh my God, you know, it's like anything that you put in people's minds that is going to kill you, the nocebo effect will kill a couple million people. Just the nocebo effect. You tell people there's something out there that's going to kill them, people are just going to start dying off, right? It's like the COVID's going to kill you. And I'll bet that there've been a couple hundred thousand people that have died of the common cold because they thought they had COVID and they were just good little soldiers. It's like, well, that'll kill you. And they did it. So this is what we're dealing with in healing work. And so when you're the healer, when working with cancer, you have to step out, you have to completely step out of the paradigm, whatever you believe, whatever the world believes, that's what's probably holding it in that person's body as well. And their fear of it killing them, all that sort of stuff. You have to be able to hold a place that you are not afraid of that. You're more afraid of not living than you are of dying. And when you're a healer. And that's hard to do. It's definitely something that you need to practice. And so you work on little things like their emotional problems. So you do the emotional healing with them and you say, I'm not afraid of their emotions. Okay. So I'm not afraid of their emotions. I'm not afraid of their heartbreak. I'm not afraid of their trauma. I'm not afraid of, and then just as you develop that awareness, it's like, oh, I guess there's really no reason to be afraid of anything that the world throws at you because it's just part of the human condition, you know, and these human conditions live an infinite number of lifetimes and there's no sort of like, we have no idea what's actually happening here. We're just taught something. So this is so the cancer healing is something that you want to prepare yourself for when you have someone that needs it and then do it with all the training you've got, all of that awareness that you've got, and you're not trying to save them from anything, which is, you know, you're not, you know, even those that have the rescuer in your archetypes, you're not trying to rescue them from anything when you're doing a healing. You are helping them wake up to something greater within them, period. Even if they only got another 3 hours to live, that 3 hours does not want to be wasted on being worried about what they have as a problem. Okay. So surgical guided healing technique. I'm glad we did the cancer because this only takes like 5 minutes to explain. So any questions on that or anything else?
We're going to go through the surgical thing.
Yep.
I'll ask my question when it comes up then.
Okay, well, what's your question? You've already read it. What's the question?
Well, I'm curious as to why when you're weaving the levels over the field, why would the colors be different? I mean, only chakra 3 is yellow, but on chakra 1, it's thin blue lines. And then on chakra 5, it's indigo and 7, it's gold. Why would they be different than the norm, than the chakra colors?
That's great, Willa. I'm glad you pointed that out. I've always wondered that too. And there's some things that you just got to sort of take as, every now and then you catch these, you get a view of these things. Okay. And so not only these energy centers, chakras that have specific chakra type colors, they also represent manifesting principles. Okay. And so if you can kind of put your arm in the sunlight, or you stand next to somebody and you can kind of just look at the side of their face, you know, or just look at, and every now and then you'll see like a little blue, like just like a little shimmer, It's like blue, often you'll see like a little blue light, you know, that, that, you know, a little blue string or something. It's like something is like, oh, that's funny. And I was like, was it the sky that I was seeing? Was it reflecting? Was I getting something? That blue is the grid pattern that the acupuncturists work on. It's like that whole first chakra wiring is blue. It's the only way I can describe it. It's like the wire, the actual physical, each organ is like has a template. So interestingly, the indigo blue of the fifth chakra is like when you have a picture of a blue ball, okay, and you look at the negative of it that comes through and comes down in there, and the fifth chakra is the physical template. So it's the reverse of what's happening in the physical form. And so it's the template that sort of just like a, that's why when you look at a, like, well, they don't even have that anymore. It's all digital crap these days. But in the old time, in the old days, when we were kids, you get the negatives of your pictures, you know, back, and you're like, oh boy. And that was like that indigo blue color, that deep sort of dark color. And you could see that if you shine light through it, it would create a picture by shining a light through it. And but it's in and of itself, it wasn't really the whole, it was sort of like the that energy. And so those two energy fields, that one, what I can see with those two is that one sort of the template, and the other one is the actual grids that the template creates. I don't know why the third chakra is yellow. But by the way, if you buy the, I'm pretty sure it's in the Barbara Brennan Hands of Light book. She has beautiful pictures because she was a real visual psychic. She drew a picture of every one of these energy bodies. And when you look at it that way, you're like, oh, that makes sense. So the body needs each cell, you know, how does my arm always know to be in this shape every morning when I wake up? I mean, I'm dreaming. I'm not in my body. I'm like, there's nobody home. You know, I'm somewhere else. I'm having some dream. But my arm remembers that it's got this template. There's a template that says arm always stays like this. And this is a Reese's arm. Nobody else has got one like this, you know? And those are more grid lines. And I don't know why it's red, you know, not red like the chakra. But I do know that when I do see, like, if you look at somebody's arm in the light helps it sort of dance. You'll see every now and then, like a little quick, just a little quick thing that's blue. And that's, you know, that's my explanation for that, that these grid lines are slightly different than the chakra itself. They're kind of like, you know, your body has, you know, and the gold, for instance, on the outside, you know, I think the reason that the philosopher's stone, which is actually the philosopher's stone is the pineal gland. But the idea that the alchemist turns lead into gold, you know, the lead of the first chakra, that sort of like that solidness, that problem, you know, all this working through all this stuff eventually reaches the highest level of our consciousness, which is a field, like the golden egg that we are inside of. It's like that. So the outer edge of the energy field, the outer edge of the seventh chakra is this, you know, is this beautiful, beautiful shining gold, you know, feel. It's not just like the seventh chakra, which is an opening to spirit. It's a field that separates you from all other fields. It's like, it makes you like a universe unto yourself. So in a way, that golden field is like the edge between your life and you know, other dimensions, which would be other people and the universe and the world and everything outside of you. So that's why I always say, in reality, even though you experience your life as you know, connected to all things and doing these other things, other than your soul point, which is actually goes beyond the gold, other than your soul, which is connected to all things, all of your life that you experience is held within, there's never anything that happens outside of your energy field. So that's like, you know, when you really sort of get that we're contained in this and this is mine and I have to honor everything inside of it and how it's built and how it's constructed and all of that. And so I think it just adds, to me, it added like a new understanding of these chakras. If you think first chakra is solid, of course it's solid. Third chakra is solid because it's actions. It's like a doing. Fifth chakra is solid because once again, every time I say a word, it creates a solid sort of understanding of things. And then the seventh chakra is solid because it's the boundary that I have between me and everything else. And then of course, two is an emotional like non-form. Four is an emotional non-form. And six is an emotional non-form. It's even though it can, I mean, six is, you could, you know, when it's misbehaving, it's very solid. But when the sixth chakra is alive, it's sort of the emotion of wisdom, you know, and that, and sort of like that lighter sort of consciousness quality in there. So that helped me also sort of understand that these chakras are more than just energy systems. They work together to create spirit and matter together. What else we got? How about we talk about the healing? Because we are going to run out of time on that. All right. So, the key with this healing, is practicing healings. Okay. If you haven't done a lot of healing work, you're gonna have a really difficult time making this happen. Just from the perspective that to open a channel wide enough for a spiritual guide, you know, a psychic surgeon to move through, that you have to give him enough space. And so you need to be able to hold a high charging energy field. Now, with that said, I've watched tons of people that haven't done a lot of healings do great on this healing, especially when they're doing it in the group, which raises their energy field. Okay. So as we do it as a group healing, you're going to have experiences that maybe you can't get on your own because you're not holding that field by yourself that way, but you can do this. I've also seen that this is a great way for you, this healing, where you're just holding that fifth level of the energy field. You're holding it as wide as you can, that fifth level. And you're like, that's sort of like that's the avenue that they come in on. That's the highway that they ride in through your body. They come in right here. They're coming right in through the fifth chakra, down your arms. Okay. And then they do their work. And your job is to hold that vibration, you know, and even if you're psychic and you see, or you can feel it, or you're sensitive or whatever it is, don't get too enamored with what they're doing. They can't do their work unless you stay in that higher vibrational field. Okay. So when you're doing this work, and that's why, and you know, what's awesome about what I discovered with crystal bowls is crystal bowls open chakras. And if you keep the bowl playing, it keeps them open. So if you just play the fifth chakra bowl, you will keep that fifth chakra open, you know, and just play it and just stay in that rhythm and feel that rhythm. And if you get that crystal bowl playing, like, really big, and then you're like breathing into it, using the raspy breath, and you're breathing, and you're opening that energy up, and you just keep your hands over that site that needs work, you will create a big enough channel for them to get through. And it does. And so you just can kind of, prepare yourself for weird stuff to happen, you know, weird feelings, things getting drawn through your arm or pulled or, you know, something, or, you know, you're, you know, you can kind of see them doing their work. You can kind of sense that something's coming out of your hands that is cauterizing or slicing or freeing things up, or it's like anything a surgeon could do, these guys will be able, they will do. Now, interestingly, you will have one or two, maybe three surgeons that work through you. There may be a whole bunch of them that they bring in or for consults or whatever it is. Just think about what a surgeon is, right? You're about to bring a surgeon through you. So I want you to think about that for a minute. You know any surgeons? They're not your friend. They're not your friend. Surgeons have to be like, they have to be like Tom Brady, ice in their veins. They have to be absolutely focused on one thing, saving this patient, doing this thing, not making any mistakes. So if you're not paying attention and you're not doing stuff, you may get a talking to by these guys, okay? They are not gonna put up with you being a Fruit Loop, all right? They're not gonna come in, they're not gonna work through you. They need you to stay focused. And that's why we're teaching you this on the last weekend, right? It's because like this is, I'm hoping by this point, you've learned how to stay focused on keep your eye on the ball. And they're going to need you to keep your eye on the ball. And they're not like your guides that come in and say, oh, this will be great. And we'll lift them up and we'll do this. We'll create a new chakra for them or whatever. These guys are coming in and they are all business. And they're not going to say thank you on the way out. You should be saying thank you to them. All right. That's just the way it goes with surgeons, you know? So you just have to think about, you're bringing in these energies that every time they embody in a human body, they're surgeons, right? They do that. Wherever they were in their whatever lifetime, they were dissecting people, doing things. They were doing surgery. And so they have this pure energy of that. Okay. So you're going to start with a basic chakra balance, just like everything else, without a close. And then you're going to go to that site and you're going to start playing the fifth chakra bowl. And you can certainly play other bowls, you know, to do the chakra balance. But by the time you start doing this, you are just going to stand. And I'm not going to demonstrate it on Marcella, because it's all I'm going to do is I'm just going to stand there and I'm going to send that blue energy into whatever. It can be an old surgery site that never healed right, but it needs to be something that a surgeon would work with, okay? So you would want to have, pick something, I don't know. I mean, whatever, everything is surgeries. They can do all kinds of, you know, knee problems, L joint problems. They do heart work. Surgeons, think about all the different levels of surgery that there are out there. Okay. The intestinal work, bladder work, kidneys, you know, they could, you know, your, you name it, they got it. They, you know, if you've got any issue with anger, you know, that would be working with the liver and the little guy in there? Liver and anybody help?
Gallbladder.
What?
Gallbladder.
Gallbladder. Yeah, the liver, gallbladder. And they can do work on that. And they can, you know, if you, you know, you may not, you know, if you've got a really charged gallbladder, if you got a lot of anger or something like that, having the psychic surgeon work on your gallbladder, you probably have little stones in there. They may not be big enough, but they're enough to rub together and sort of make that, give some pain in there and have problems with digestion and eating fats and all that sort of stuff that goes on there. So any sort of like, and now, and you know also that each organ represents a different emotion, right? A different emotional issue, problem, things like that. So you can have, so if you know that you've, you know, that you, you know, worry all the time, you can work on your kidneys, you know, so you can have that, and that, and they can go in and make sure that there's, that those are functioning well. You know, I'm sure you could have psychic surgeons come in and do also work on candida or Lyme's or, you know, things like that as well. But you just have to pick a spot where they're going to go in. Okay. Where are they going to access from here? Okay. And then you're just going to hold and send. So let's just practice that. Let's go chakra. And you want the pure chakra 5. I know we have chakra cord, chakra blends, chakra, these things that I give you guys, but you want the pure chakra on the pure 5th chakra. Okay. And you can certainly sit for this. It's totally fine to stand, but you may be there for a while. The thing that I know it's written in the description, but one of the elements of this is that, so remember I tell you at the beginning that I never teach you a healing, you know, I'm never going to let you as a healer buy into this delusion that there's nothing to do with me. Spirit comes through me and heals you. I don't have anything to do with it. It's such bullshit. Okay. And because if spirit could have healed them, they already would have. Okay. So spirit needs you, a human being, to model something that's amazing for this person so they can be inspired to heal themselves. They can help after your physical form can do that. Same thing here. These surgeons can't access the human energy field, the human dimension, without you, okay? And so even though in this healing, you are serving them, you are sending that energy and you're holding, and they tell you when it's over. You don't get to decide, I'm tired of this. I think I've seen enough here. I'm going to pull out. Your hands will literally be suction cupped to that spot. And you'll feel it, even long distance. You'll be like, I can't move these hands anymore. Once they start doing their work, you don't get to move your hands. And however long it takes is how long it takes. And you have to be patient, and you have to continuously send and keep that blue channel open all the time. So all we're going to do right now, I don't want you to call the psychic surgeons. I want you to practice opening that channel. Okay. All right. So we're going to do this for maybe, I mean, you have to be able to do this for 10 minutes. Maybe we'll just try five minutes or so here of practicing being in that energy. And it's good for you to get your crystal ball, you know, get your 5th chakra crystal ball, and play it, and then practice really allowing that energy to flow through your hands. And you're going to just let it flow through your hands. You're not going to bring in the surgeons yet. But that's really all you're going to do. And then you're going to build, and then you're going to rebuild over the chakra and close. Okay. So let's just practice that. Everybody with me? Okay. Here we go. Oh, wait, that's not going to work. I got to share my, hang on. What's it doing? Why is it doing that? Well, let's get rid of that. I need to share my screen. This is what I need to do. Share. Oh, huh. I already was. Let's try it again. Tell me if you can hear that. Is that okay? No?
It's just coming in.
Very faint.
All right, hang on. Let me try something else.
Are you sharing the sound?
I am sharing the sound. But I'm also, oh shit. That's not what I wanted to do. All right, I'm gonna undo that, redo this. How about that?
Much better.
Okay, all right, here we go. All right, so so what I want you to do is just sit comfortably. And the thing with this healing, so if I were doing this healing on somebody, I'll show you. So if I'm gonna do this healing on somebody, let's say I'm working on a shoulder or something, okay? I will get a chair and make sure, can everybody see me? I can't see myself, right? So I will make sure that I can position myself. So if this goes for 20 minutes, one, I've got the bowl playing for an hour, and I can hold my position. I want to be able to have a nice straight back. You know, I want to get in a position, or maybe I'll sit on the side, but I'll sit somewhere where I can be perfectly comfortable, okay, not leaning over anything, but where I can then rest my arms and hold over that site without getting tired. Because if I'm standing up and holding my arms out like this, how long can you do that for before your body's gonna start fighting back? Okay? So get comfortable, maybe put your hands on a table or something, get comfortable. And let's do this. Use this tone right here. Breathe into it. And just feel like something unhinges in your throat, in your neck. Feel like as you're sort of breathing into this, maybe you want to tone it a little bit. Fifth chakra is the E. You know, just to get that going, just to get it moving. And so then try that. And then take your hands, you know, and just really be aware that as that tone plays, it's opening up a channel right in through your throat and down through your arms. That blue light is just pouring down through your hands. And you can just fill your room with it if you want. Just watch it. Just think about the fact that you're going to pour some blue light into your room. Up, you want to build that up, and once it starts flowing, keep that flow going. If you were actually doing this healing, you would intentionally call the surgeons and ask them to come and work through you. Thank you.
practice. Over that same spot that you just poured blue light into the world. And by the way, you can also do that on yourself. Like if you want to work on your own body, you're healing right on yourself. You don't even put it over that point of your body. You can just put it out like that, and just like you do a long distance healing on someone, put yourself right under your hands. Let the surgeons come in and do the work. And then remember when you're doing the grids, at the first level, it's that blue template, okay, the physical template of the body. And so whatever was in there, you're gonna, whatever the physical wounding is that's in there, you wanna make sure that template, sort of supports whatever the organ is and all that. Can you all hear me okay? Does it sound too loud?
It'd be better if you turned the bones off, then we can hear you better.
Okay.
Reese, about doing these healings on yourself,
yep.
You had mentioned that the healer needs to raise their energy higher than the healee. Right, which concept makes sense, but if you're doing it on yourself, how do you create that?
The reality is sometimes the healer doesn't raise their energy higher than the healee, but the intention of getting the healing that needed to be done and that you are the right one to do that is important. So if you're doing work on yourself, of course, it's harder because you got a lot of skin in the game, literally. But you could, like I was just saying, you could totally, call in these surgeons to work on yourself. But that would mean that you'd have to stay, have a level of distance from the issue, rather than you have to help me, you have to do this. It's like, you'd have to be not dissociated, but detached from sort of the outcome of this, and you'd have to hold to that. So it's not, and listen, it's not always about energy, it's about intention. Remember that the energy was in the first year. Intention, your level of intention is power. And so you're right that if a person with this big a life purpose line does a life purpose line healing on someone with a life purpose line this big, the person with the big life purpose line is going to actually get smaller. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it wasn't what the person needed. The person needed that. Whatever that person's, if the intention is pure, even if the energy is lower, that intention has enormous power in it as well. So, yeah, not to worry. I mean, listen, work on yourself, try these things on yourself. It's always better. I mean, it's really nice to receive a healing from someone else, the caring, the nurturing, the support, the energy, having a different opinion on these things that we don't even realize that our whole field is just one massive opinion, and having anybody else work on our body and just have a different sort of like take on it, a different feel. It's like, oh, all of a sudden I'm realizing, when someone says, why do you think that means that? And then you're like, doesn't that mean that? You would have never figured it out on your own because you just assumed that that's what things mean. But having a new person come into your field, that's why having friends, having classmates, having this whole team of people that become your, your confidants in this journey. So important, because we just can't figure this stuff out on our own. All right. So just to practice, if you were over a site, you're going to sort of sense and feel that first body, and obviously if you're actually in person with somebody, you're going to be touching the body. But if you're doing it long distance, you're just going to feel the solidity of the body and sort of what's going on in that area. Or if it's an organ on the inside, you should let your hands sink inside and feel what's happening in there. And then you're going to run blue lines through your fingers and create a grid. And if it's like a, let's say it's the heart's not like flat. You're not going to be doing like flat lines. You're going to have to let the lines sort of lay in on all these shapes and things and see how they lay in. And then the cross hatching that create the, you know, sort of the mesh of the screen. It's not just like doing a chakra where it's going to be just flat lines, you know, and there's going to be a screen, and there's going to be another screen, and there's going to be colors. You know, as you're doing this over an organ or over an area of your body, you then rebuilding that and allowing that organ to come into its natural shape, its natural, you know, energy. So you start with the blue lines and then you're going to charge that up. So once you feel like you've sort of created that structure, charge that up. Let's say it is the heart, you know, it's like you're going to charge that up, and then you're going to move just a little bit above that to the next level up. And that next level up could be, you know, half an inch, you know, it's just like, you'll feel it on the backs. I feel it on the back of my hands. As you move up to the next level, you kind of bump up into it and then you're in it. And now the second chakra is going to be, it's more like making sure that this sort of thicker conscious fluid, this emotional fluid, is flowing and is colorful and has energy in it. If it's all one color, you know, you can, and you can, you know, if you want to, you know, sort of take some, if there's some junk in there, you can take it out, but it's really more just sort of like just letting your fingers and your energy kind of like bring that that flow back in there. That the 2, 4, and 6, they're like levels of like clouds. Like the first one's really dense, you know, like thick mist or steam in there in the second, and then it's lighter, and it's kind of, and it should be like emotions. They should be sparkly. They should be, you know, emotions are going to be in the second chakra, are going to be, you know, more deeper. But by the time you get to the heart chakra, it's going to be lighter and more loving and playful and that. And then you get up to the sixth chakra and it should be like fireworks going off. Like there, if that sixth chakra is open, those feelings, those sensations, those awarenesses are just coming and going all the time. And so you want to make sure that you're in the second chakra, you're bringing that back into sort of like this sort of like openness again. And then third chakra is going to be the yellow lines. And again, you're going to then, you know, reform around the heart, around that area that the heart was maybe had a, you know, had some sort of surgery or something. And you're fixing that area. You're making sure that anything above that, anything over that is getting healed there. And then we're moving up to the heart area. And once again, it's that soft. And each one of these, you repair and charge, you clear, or you put more density into it. If there's nothing in there, sometimes you go in there and you're like, where is this? There's nothing in this heart chakra. It's like, what's happening there? What's it, you know, why is there nothing there over the heart? Like, so wow, why would that be? So then you're going to bring in that energy. You're going to fill that energy with that love, that sort of like that softness in there. And then when that's done, you're going to charge that and you're going to go up and you'll be up another, whatever, a couple inches maybe, or inch or so. And then you're going to get into the template level, the fifth chakra level. And again, it's that grid pattern that's all forming. It's all this next level up. Then after that, you're going to get up to the sixth level, which is, like I said, that sparkly kind of like when it's really on, you know, and it can be, if someone's more serious, you'll sense that. It's like, oh, this is how they operate. They're more serious, or they're more playful, or they're how their sixth chakra works. They're more analytic, and you'll kind of sense how that sixth chakra works and how it sparkles. And then the seventh level is going to be thinking about the whole outside of the energy field, the whole field all around you. That's going to be the gold filaments, and anywhere where that was torn, you know, in that area, or there's, you know, if there's surgery there, it probably cut all the way through all the layers. And so you're going to make sure you rebuild, or you might not find it. You might find that there isn't a tear all the way through from a surgery for some reason. It just really affected the lower ones. And there may be a dent in an area, or there's an issue with the emotions that are really more what will bring that back into healing. But you rebuild over the surgery site, because whatever they've done, is going to affect, it's going to affect that whole dimension of that, of your energy field. And then you're going to, with this one, it's probably better to do a quick chakra balance first and then sweep. So you're really, when you're doing surgery, that's a big deal. It's more. And you may also, want to tell them to treat their body like they've just had surgery for a day or so. Be nice to it. Really allow it to heal. Give it rest, lots of water. Take care of it.
So, Betty Ann saying that she can't find the pure chakra tones on the site. She can only find the blend with the singing.
Where's my little pad of paper here? I'll have Lisa make sure that all of you have, so the thirds and you're going to be doing thirds and grads are doing this. So, I'll make sure that for whatever reason, that the regular tones aren't on there. I thought we switched that a while back.
Does it say pure? How is it listed? I'm going to just look under the teacher resource.
If you just click on it, it'll.
Oh, you just have to play it. Okay.
Not even say. Actually, I think the other ones used to say voice mix, but I don't. I think it just says chakra five, and if it has the voices in it, it has the voices in it. Those are the original ones, and then we redid all of them as non, because people had asked for that. So I thought that was also up there. So if that's not up there, you guys are going to get all sorts of new crystal bowls on there pretty soon.
Yeah, it just says extended bowl tones. And I think those are the ones with the mix.
Okay.
And then the 1 minute tones, so.
Right. Okay. All right. So bowls on student site.
Reese, we'll have access to our student site after we graduate. Is that right?
Yeah. There's certain things that get taken off, but all the materials are still there. Thank you. So, 9:00. Wow. Right on time.
8:59, even early.
I know. Oh, right. My clock is is 1 minute fast. So,
Florida time.
So, yeah. I should probably make it like 20 minutes fast. Then I'd get somewhere on time.
I used to have my alarm clock go up. My, alarm clock was always 20 minutes fast, but I wouldn't get up. Bill's like, but why do you leave it ahead? I'm like, cause psychologically it makes me, he's like, but it doesn't work. And eventually I had to give it up.
Yeah. No, I get it. That's actually, I like the fact that if I set my alarm earlier than I have to get up, then I wake up, turn off the alarm, and I get to sleep another 20 minutes.
Right.
So I was like, that's kind of like, oh, I'm gaining a little extra on the day. All right. So you guys rock. You all got that. Yes. Just share for a minute. What was it like to send the blue energy? What did any experiences of that? Anybody want to share?
I felt that I couldn't move my hands.
Ah, so you already moved. Yeah. All right. So you're already doing it. Nice.
At one point I'm like, I can't move my hands.
Nice. So, nice. Yeah, that was it. So they were already preparing for the weekend. They were already sort of like checking. They were already checking out, how it works, how your energy helps them come through. I had the same thing. They started coming. So as soon as I started sending it, they started coming through, because that's usually what they do. And so I actually did some work on my hernia that I've been struggling with. So it was good. It was like, oh, that was awesome. And then they very nicely just did like light work, so that we could, so I didn't have to, make you guys wait a half an hour. So, but that was good. So yeah, so you felt that sort of like they lock in that fifth chakra. And by the way, if you do that, if you just do that, play the fifth chakra bowl and just visualize that blue light coming down your arms, those of you that have neck pain, those that have neck problems are going to notice that your neck feels so much better. It's like, oh my God, I'm like,
my neck feels better. It's been bothering me all day today.
All right. And it's like, this is what you can do this on your own. But that's a great, the fifth, a lot of people have neck pain and this, when you open up that channel, it's like, you're opening up that, it's like, it's, I always feel like it's almost like my neck is like unhinging. It's like crack. And it's like opening up this, you know, like it's moving. And then at the end of it, it's like, oh wow, I feel so much, I'm so much more open now. So it's good to have an open fifth chakra. You know, you want to be able to speak your heart's truth. Anything else, anybody? All right, we're good. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just, I've flooded with sensation as ever to the point of kind of, I mean, it's quite blissful, but I'm only just present. So.
Yeah, you will. You'll definitely go in an altered state, especially if you're doing this for, if you hold any chakra for an extended period of time, our problem is that we tend to kind of jump in and out of them, you know, into meditations and stuff. But if you hold any of them, you're going to really find some depth there. Yeah, that was, and me too. I was totally like, ooh, you know, and then you have to bring yourself back and go, okay, don't forget, I'm still sending, still holding that. So yeah, that's the challenge. The challenge is, are you able to keep conscious and also know that you can't do this in your normal state? If you could, then they wouldn't need you to be charging up that energy field.
Yeah, it's just afterwards I have like kind of, it's just that I'm still buzzing.
Well, Willa, that's awesome.
Ooh, okay.
Isn't it? I mean,
yeah, it's just that I can't function really.
That's good. Don't function. You just did a healing. Okay. You know, so this is where your role keeper catches you. That was beautiful. And you know, does the buzzing feel good?
I feel as if it's either an upgrade or a download. It's one of them. I don't know. Okay. One of them.
So good. So now you do the next level, which is I always assume that something amazing is going to happen. That's going that I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get this. So yeah, it's hard. And this is a big letting go for you. You've made unbelievable shift this year. You and all your classmates, but you have really that letting go and sort of like, you know, something and here it is. You're like, I'm buzzing. Should I be buzzing? It's like, how about I'm buzzing? I guess I can expect that, right? Yes. That because you really got, you went into the buzzy world, because the world is made of vibration. It's like that buzzy world is the real world. The world that doesn't buzz, that's not a real world. And so whenever you get there, even though it's kind of a pain, because I remember I have to call somebody or do something, or I've got to go for an appointment. Don't give up on that buzzy world. That buzzy world is like, that'll teach you stuff. The not buzzy world doesn't teach you anything. It just is sort of like same old, same old. But yeah, no, I love it. I love it, Willa. I love it that you're feeling so much now. I love it that it's, you know, it's really key. Yeah. It's really amazing. I love it. It's so key. Don't ever, you know, you'll never hear me saying, Willa, you need to stop buzzing so damn much. You know, never, that's not going to happen. That's
okay,
awesome.
Thanks.
All right. Well, let's end on that one, because that's awesome. That's, I want you all buzzing. Okay. All right, everybody. So we'll see you next week. Last weekend will be awesome. And I want to make sure that I'm coordinated with your schedule. So I know Robin sent it to me. I want to make sure that I'm in there when you want me there for the graduation. And then when you're doing other stuff that you don't want me there, I'm happy to, you know, sort of vacate. But if any part of that you want to make sure that I'm there, let's make sure that that's written in there. It's like, Reese is there to work with us on this. We want him to see this ritual. We want him to be, I want to be there for you, you know, as much as I can. I'm with you on Sunday. I'll be there for any parts of it you want. I've also got some, you know, some teaching to do as well, but it's not, the big thing is what do you want? What do you need? I want to be there for you on your last day, you know, of the structured program. So I know some of you may be coming back for the grad program, but this is this is a big day and I want to be there for you. So let me know how you need me there and what you'd like me to do. And I'll do whatever you want. You know, I'll play along. I'll be in the meditation. I'll be lead a meditation and we can talk, we can check in, we can, anything you want. I'll be there for you. Okay. All right. Bye everybody.
Congrats, grads. Congrats to the grads.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.